Welcome to the Harmania Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. It's not often that audiences want to hear verstimmt or out-of-tune music, but the intentional mistuning of string instruments, a practice also known as scordatura, was very popular in 17th century Germany and its surrounding regions. A very satisfying program of all scordatura music comes together in a 2014 Ars production release from the Baroque ensemble Der Musikalische Garten. The use of scordatura seems to have first gained popularity in the 16th century with Italian lute music, extending from there to viol repertory before violins eventually adopted the practice. One of the earliest documented German scordatura pieces for violin was by the Nuremberg-based composer Johann Erasmus Kindermann in his 1653 Canzone Settima. A violin is normally tuned in fifths, G, D, A, E, but for this piece, Kindermann indicates that the violin should instead be tuned to an A major chord, A, E, A, with a third on top, C sharp. Changing the ordinary tension of the strings significantly affects the sound and timbre of the instrument, and by adjusting the intervals between the open strings, the scordatura also facilitates tricky string crossings as well as otherwise difficult or sometimes even impossible chordal passages. Another German composer, David Pola, who was a student of Heinrich Schütz, uses the same A major tuning in his scordatura sonata for two violins. The special tuning creates rich, open, and sonorous sounds that Pola exploits in sustained passages of chords from the violins. This David Pola piece is one of three on this recording that come from an important manuscript, the Hrolst Codex. The other two include an anonymous piece, many in the manuscript are anonymous, by the way, and another by Jan Ignaz Franciszek Wojta for scordatura viola and violin. But this recording draws from other manuscripts as well. Several pieces come from the Klagenfurt manuscript of 1680, still others from the Krumirisch collection. The city of Krumirisch, after decimated by plundering during the Thirty Years' War and a subsequent visit from the Black Death, was brought back from the brink in the 17th century by Bishop Karl von Lichtenstein-Kasselkorn. A lover and patron of all things music, Krumirisch blossomed under the bishop, who regularly sent for new music from Vienna in order to build up the Lichtenstein Music Library. The resulting archive of over 1,100 compositions is now one of Central Europe's most treasured sources for 17th century music. Johann Heinrich Schmelzer's Sonata a Two Violini Verstimmt is held in this Krumirisch collection. Its scordatura setup is unusual in that each violin is tuned to different pitches. The tuning sequence for the first violin is very high, sounding almost like a piccolo violin, while the second violin is tuned lower than normal. The scordatura results in a considerably extended range and expanded sonority between the two instruments.
Thank you.
scordatura never really went extinct. Think Mozart's Sinfonia Concertante for violin and viola, in which the solo viola is written in a different key than the violin, but then tuned a semitone sharper in order to achieve a more brilliant tone. Or how about Saint-Saëns' much later Danse Macabre, in which the top two strings of the solo violin are mistuned to the devilish tritone of A and E flat. But really, scordatura's heyday began to fade by the 18th century, and in Germany, its last hurrah really comes with Telemann. On this recording, two works by Telemann frame the program, starting with an opening D minor sonata and ending with the sparkling A major concerto. Here is the closing bourrée of that concerto. The violins are again tuned in A major, as we heard earlier in the Pola sonata, but this time to a much different effect. Ensemble Der Musikalische Garten, formed only in 2011, is a young ensemble whose members met while studying in Basel. They have in recent years been named prize winners at 5 international competitions. This is their first CD. About half of the selections on this disc are world premiere recordings. You can't find them anywhere but here. So if you'd like to know more about Der Musikalische Garten and their new recording, you'll find a link on our website. Just visit harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.